Sup? Sup? Sup?
Sup?
What is up, everyone? We take a lot of crap for not introducing ourselves on a regular basis. We just start talking. So, allow myself to introduce myself. This is Josh from Verb the Adjective Noun. In just a little while, you're going to hear Kyle come on and accuse or blame Jennifer Lawrence, rather, of allowing her nude pictures to come out. Mm-hmm. Blame the victim. That is Kyle's style. But in addition to nude celebrities, we also discuss Spider-Man and Archie comics and The Matrix and a bunch of other crap. So enjoy. You will regret listening to this. Thanks. I think I need a new mic, or barring that, I need an actual like mixer. You know, like the kind that DJs have.
Yeah. Why? Because of the audio, how it's been coming out.
Well, not that. Yeah. It's just that whenever we record with two mics, because I take two channels, two audio channels, and I mix them into one. Mm-hmm. It saves fine, but then whenever I try to open up that same file, it's yeah. corrupted.
Yeah.
Right? So,
So did something happen to the last recording too?
Well,
the one where we were just talking?
No. No, that one's fine. That one's perfect.
Because I know we posted the one about the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Yeah, well...
But then recorded one after that, didn't
so
you?
We haven't talked about us doing the Ice Bucket Challenge, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about. But anyways, so the last one we did was the Ice Bucket Challenge. Oh, Kyle, oh my god, okay.
Well, the last one we posted was about...
Okay, wait. I gotta take this back a couple steps.
Because what did we record last time?
Nothing.
You recorded something.
No, because you even said, I can't believe you, because remember when you asked me about the poop purse, and you're like, and I said, just tell it again, and you're like, no.
No, because, no, that wasn't
yeah,
the last recording.
Well, that's the thing.
That was the last thing we posted. We recorded stuff since then.
I didn't record anything, and you said, and you thought I was messing with you, because you asked me, are you recording, and I said, no. And
that
you
was
thought,
after, that was the same thing, because the poop purse thing gets mentioned in the last... posted.
Yeah, but since
and
then...
No, because that same day is when it got brought up again, and you'd already turned it off.
This is fascinating stuff. anyways...
it's been a while since we've seen each
other. Okay, call.
Yeah.
So maybe 3 weeks ago, you sent me a text. I almost said you called me, but nobody calls anyone ever. You sent me a text to say, where the hell did all our episodes go? And I check iTunes, and there are no episodes.
Right, yeah.
They're just gone.
Right.
Plagued with technical difficulties, I figure out some mistake happened, and I got the episodes back on. So before all the episodes got deleted off of iTunes, we had about 256 subscribers, which is not a lot, but it's enough to make me feel like this is worthwhile.
Okay.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
When they were all gone, we had zero subscribers. So then when they all went
back... But the
back,
channel is still there, though. You
no,
can still
they...
subscribe. Like, because I could subscribe to
but,
it.
But the subscribers were
no
all
episodes.
Gone. No, the entire feed. Because the way that iTunes works is, for the behind-the-scenes little piece of movie magic here, iTunes won't host any content. They can't. Oh, there's a knock on the door. Attack dogs. Attack dogs. Well, that was interesting.
Yeah.
I don't remember what we were talking about before that happened.
Bicycles
built
for
the
iTunes.
Yeah, so the... Okay, wow. Anyway, so what just happened was we got interrupted by some girl collecting for...
collecting donations and information.
Well, she asked you to sign a petition that would make landlords more
accountable
for their bullshit.
Yeah.
So, which is good.
Like, the thing is, though, is that, like, our landlord, he's pretty good at getting certain stuff done, but at the same time, there's, like, a huge time frame before things get done. I understand, you know, there's other shit going on in the building, there's only so many maintenance people. I get that, but at the same time...
Big Brother's on, like, 3 nights a week,
there's so much, like, there's so many problems. Like, last summer... There was so many bed bug issues, and yet they didn't do anything
to prepare anybody. It was the last summer.
Oh, it totally was. And so, like, it was frustrating because you would think that the landlord would therefore inform the building that this is the situation, here's what you can do to help prevent it from becoming a bigger issue. Because don't you think it would have saved him more money to put up a couple of flyers or whatever, put a thing in everybody's door... To, you know, wash your clothes like this, blah, 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 don't throw out this, don't put it in the hallway, yada, yada, than it was to get somebody to come in and fumigate at least twice, like, you know, two separate times in multiple units.
It's just a matter of being reactionary than being proactive. So that's the thing. Like, people are... Yeah, I mean, they make you take your shoes off at the airport because one guy one time blew up a shoe bomb, right? And so from now on, every person is going to have to take off their shoes because that's a reactionary standpoint. Rather than being proactive and trying to stop things before they happen, they just wait for things to go wrong so that they can fix it because they figure, we might not have to bother if nothing happens, right? Mm-hmm. So if they tell everyone to wash their clothes and to put their stuffed animals in airtight bags, all that they think is going to happen is it's going to cause panic and... They'd rather not do that until they know they have to, which is kind of a shitty way of looking at things, but I don't know. Anyways, we were so rudely interrupted by these...
See, part of the thing was, too, is that I was expecting it to be my neighbor, Roman,
because he
doesn't text message when he wants to talk. He's just coming off on the door.
That's awesome.
Because he doesn't see the point. Like, he's used to just being going over to your neighbors and shooting the shit, right? And so he'll come over and he'll be like, hey, so what's going on? So we got ants. You guys got anything that'll take care of that?
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, yeah,
prayer.
We do,
prayer
actually.
Works, I heard.
What's that?
Prayer.
Prayer?
Yeah.
Prayer takes care of things?
That's what I heard.
Yeah. I pray all the time.
I pray.
Prayer.
Anyways, to get back on track after being off track twice.
iTunes,
the way that it works, to give you a behind-the-scenes info, is that iTunes doesn't host any files. They're just a directory, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to have your own personal host, and you have to have your own server to store the media. And then iTunes creates a directory that allows mass marketing, right? Yeah.
So all of your files, or all of our files, I should say.
They were gone because of something to do with RSS feed upgrade maintenance or something. So,
okay.
First of all, I don't know what an RSS feed is.
I don't know what it stands for, but all I know is that it updates you. Like, if you... have, like, subscribed
to it. If you subscribe to an
it'll tell you, it'll inform you of when something new is on that website.
But what, okay, I know that. What I mean is that to create an RSS feed, you have to create something that's called an XML file. And do you remember, like, way back in, do you remember GeoCities?
Yeah.
So back in the day, like, when I was in 8th grade, I had a GeoCities website. And I learned how to do, like, very, very rudimentary basic HTML coding, like, to make, like, to make hyperlinks, right?
Yeah, I knew how to do very basic HTML.
Yeah, yeah, me
as well,
too,
yeah.
Me too, right? And so, to create an XML file is, like, so way beyond the scope of my knowledge of that type of, those codes, right? Mm-hmm. So, it took me, like, a while to figure it out, but then what happened was, now there's a new thing, RSS 2.0, so all of that work was just lost.
Okay.
So I had to update. Anyway, so to make a long story short, a new feed had to be created. It shouldn't have been as hard as it was, but I'm not very smart, so it was difficult. So when it was all said and done, it got reactivated. Everything is working again, but now we had 0 subscribers. Now I think it's a week or two since the last episode came up. We're up to 26 subscribers.
Oh no!
I know, it's so bad. It's so, like, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, because when it was 200 and something, I was like, that's
kind of
cool.
It's
we have
cool.
200 people that are
exactly
listening to our bullshit.
Almost 300 people. I mean, I don't know 300 people.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. But now it's like
I like, cause one of the weird, crazy things about me, Kyle, is that I never have more than 100 Facebook friends. I always, yeah, it's true. I always delete people on a regular basis. Whenever I'm adding people, I always delete other people.
You're like a Toronto person to the nth degree.
What do you mean?
Well, because have you ever noticed that people in Toronto, they have a harder time of accepting more people into their lives?
Yeah, well,
like,
yeah.
Like,
Chaz
was. Yeah, kind of, yeah. Like, that was what I was going to get at. Like, I know this is going to go way off tangent again.
No,
I know.
Please, we'll come back. This is
but
our style, Kyle.
I was going to say, like, because with our trivia group, you really disliked it when more people were coming in to the group.
I hated it.
And I get that. But I kept trying to get other people in to help us succeed, right?
Uh-huh.
But you were really uncomfortable with that.
Kyle, I'd rather fail.
And so it made me think, like, every person that I know that is, like, a Torontarian?
Well, I've lived here my whole life except for 2 years. I lived in Windsor.
Well, yeah, but still.
I'm from
but, like,
here.
But you're a Toronto person.
Yeah.
What is it?
Torontonian.
Torontonian? Okay, anyways. So, I always found that people from this area, the GTA, they're very reluctant to let outside people in. Whereas people from outside that come to Toronto let other people in. Because I know a ton of people, and all the people that aren't from Toronto
are
friendly. Are friends with me. And the other people try not to. Like, I think that this is, like, our friendship is just, you know, kind of like an odd coincidence.
Well, no, Kyle, no one understands.
That let people in.
Nobody understands what I'm talking about half the time. And so, like, you're one of the few people who can translate me for the benefit of other people. Do you know what I mean? So I need to keep you around to interpret my insanity. But I don't know. Yeah, you're right. For the most part, I hate a lot of people. Whenever I, like, meet people through work, I hate them. When I meet strangers, like, There was a period of time from maybe between 2005 to 2009 where, you know, when you're at a party or someone and someone comes up to you go, "Hi, I'm Bobby," or "Hi, I'm Jenny," I would always say, like, "Hi, I'm here against my will," or "Hi, I'm not interested in talking to you." Like, that's what I would say as by way of introduction.
Terrible.
Yeah, well, that's the fucking shut up, man. Like, I'm not, I don't suffer fools and I don't do no bullshit.
Yeah, but how do you see? But the thing is, though, is that, like, for me, the only reason why you know me is from work.
Yeah.
Right. So how do you?
But we worked with a ton of people who I'm not friends with, Kyle, who I'd never be friends with.
What?
We worked with a ton of people I would never be friends with.
But I'm saying, what I'm getting at, though, is that, like, when you go to a social event, right, where there's other people, odds are those people are going to be somewhat.
I'll tell you exactly what happens, Kyle. When I go into a social situation such as that, the first thing that I'll do is I'll immediately hijack the conversation to get as much focus onto me as possible, right? This is true. This is just what happens, right? So now that everyone is paying attention to me, I'd be like, "Hey, look at me, I'm Bart." That kind of style, right? Mm-hmm. Now that everyone's paying attention to me,
it's Bart, he's doing stuff.
Now it gives me an opportunity to gauge how people are receiving what I'm throwing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like what Ron Burgundy says. He goes, "I want to throw something your way, and if you want, you can throw right back."
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it gives
you
me...
Like it, you can take it.
Yeah.
And you throw it
exactly,
right?
So I'll see people will, you know, roll their eyes, or they're like, "Oh, can you believe this guy?" Or people will be digging on what I'm having to say. And so that's where the first cut is made, right? So if there's people who don't allow me to do that, that's one of the things that freaks me out so much. Like, I don't like it when I don't get my way, so when other people are very, like, loud and outgoing and stuff, I immediately dislike them, right? Do you know? Like, when other people are the focus of people's attention, that really immediately makes me go, "Fuck, I hate this guy so much. When he shut up about backpacking through Burma, what a dickhead, thinks he's so interesting."
Right?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Right? So, but for the people who do pay attention to me and start to, like, dig on me, then it goes to the next level, which is, I always say this, it's a line from High Fidelity with John Cusack. He says, it's what you like that matters, not what you are like. Right? So that's when it starts narrowing out. So then I'll start talking about, like, you know, whatever it is I like, whether it's Batman or Game of Thrones or Back to the Future or Star Wars or anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to see what people, what they like, and if they like something stupid, then I'm like, all right, see ya, you're done.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's I'm like Tyra Banks, and I have to say to them, I'm sorry, you're not America's Next Top Model, or whatever the hell she says. What does Tyra Banks say when she eliminates someone?
I don't know. Sorry, I think that's what it is.
Doesn't she say your journey is ended or some shit like that?
I don't know.
No, she says you're not the Master Chef.
Yes. She's on a model.
The tribe is spoken. That's what she says. The tribe is spoken.
You're the weakest link.
Oh, yeah, that's it. You do not have what it takes to be Master Ink. Or
Master Ink.
Have you seen Ink Master or whatever
yeah,
it's called?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
I don't know, but I don't know how they say goodbye to people now.
Is it Ink Master or Master Ink?
Ink Master.
Ink Master. You do not have what it takes to be Ink Master. Yeah, that's it.
Sure. Anyways. Anywho.
So wait, to get all the way back on track.
iTunes. We have
at last count, we had 26 subs. So if you're listening, and I doubt you are, if you tuned in just now, which is not possible with the podcast, then just tell your friends or, I don't know. But anyways, yeah, so that happened. But so the last time that we released an episode, we talked about the Ice Bucket Challenge. Since then, we have both done the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Yeah. I could have sworn we talked about it. I could have sworn this is recorded somewhere.
No.
Because I'm almost certain that I was like, so are you pissed off at me that I nominated you and they made you do it? Because we talked about this. We've talked about it, like, in person.
No memory of this, guy.
See, but that's what, it was a while ago. Because when you posted the last
Oh, one. I think you're right.
We were
You are right. Okay, so you know what? Let me
So I don't know what happened to that recording.
It's probably gone, to be perfectly honest. I need to flush out my hard drive. There's probably all kinds of garbage on it.
It's all porn.
No, Kyle, I could have
it's only pirates and the backdoor team.
Backdoor team on Farrah Abraham. Well done. See, Kyle knows me so well. Speaking of porn,
oh, okay.
Kyle.
Okay.
This past weekend.
It was porn week?
No.
Okay.
Get your calendar updated, Kyle. Porn week is the third week of March.
Okay. When?
This past weekend, there was a massive attack.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I saw about that. Yeah.
On the servers for iCloud or whatever.
Yeah. I saw that.
And the personal private photographs of over 100 celebrities mm-hmm. were released.
Yep.
What do you have to say about this, Kyle?
Well, in what manner?
Well,
like, am I outraged?
Are you?
No. But at the same time, like, because in the past, other people's pictures have all been stolen.
Yeah.
Whatever, right? Like, it's happened. They've been posted, or, like, people have been, like, you know, get the legal teams out and stop it, whatever, right? So before it was like, okay, oh, well, that's, you know, that sucks. People shouldn't do that, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people shouldn't hack that and it's exploiting.
But this is goes way that. Beyond that, Kyle.
And so, but like, somebody had said, like, that'd be, like, it's no different than, like, stealing somebody's credit card information and doing all that shit, right?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, it's shitty. People do it. People do that kind of shit, whatever. Now, because it was a mass amount, everybody lost their shit and was like, this is terrible, this is an outrage, this is, like, scandalous, and, like, blah,
it's
blah,
like
blah,
Order 66, Kyle. It's like the end of The Godfather.
Yeah.
When tonight we take care of all family business. It was a coordinated attack against everyone simultaneously.
But apparently, like, the thing is that the guy who did this, he already had the pictures and was already leaking them before word got around that there was all of these people, like, that he had, like, a whole list.
Uh-huh.
Apparently it started off where he was like, well, I've got some pictures of so-and-so, and started spreading it around, and then he kind of, like, people must have been like, you could probably get, like, a ton of money for this if you try and sell these images to, like, TMZ or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so that's probably what he tried to do, and that's where it all went to fucking hell. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I have seen a lot of the pictures.
Yeah, me too.
I'm kind of annoyed that now it's much harder to actually find the pictures. because what happened was is that when I found out, it was kind of at the pinnacle, like when everything...
critical mass, when it was reaching its, like,
and so, when I was trying to find out, like, well, are they real?
Yeah.
Are they, like, a big deal? Like, what's the big deal? You know what I mean? Like, all the websites started, like, oh shit, this is a big deal, I'm going to get sued or whatever. So they started taking it all down. So I was just like, okay, well, whatever. Like, I saw some of the stuff. Okay, cool. Yeah, some of the girls are really hot.
Whose did you see?
Well, Jennifer Lawrence was the one that, like, pretty much was everywhere.
Can I tell you, I heard about that one last.
Really?
Yeah.
That was the first one I found out about.
Yeah.
And then there was the Kate Upton ones, because those ones, there's like a ton of those ones too. So those ones were kind of hard to not come across.
Mm-hmm.
There was a few other ones where it was just, they were just randomly thrown in there. There was like a couple of like Kirsten Dunst or something. I don't know. There's some models and stuff. There's people in there that I was like, I don't even know who these people are.
That's how I feel about most celebrities, Kyle. I don't know who anyone is anymore.
Like, apparently out of, like, the... Because I saw what the list was,
mm-hmm.
apparently, like, or some of the list. And I was like, okay, I know who that is, I know who that is, I know who that is. And then there was a whole list of people that I was like, I'm not too sure, I think that's a model, I think that's so-and-so, I don't really know who half these people are. And then when I was searching for the pictures, because I'm a perv, there was people that were showing up that weren't on the list
yeah.
that were, like... I don't know. Like, I don't know if they were fake, if they were real.
So,
I don't know
how did you hear about this?
It was just on one website that I generally go to. Like, it was, like, not a, like a porn site or anything like that. It was just one of those, like, gossipy...
Oh, like type... an aggregator? Like a Gorilla Mask?
Like Gorilla Mask. And so...
Or Reddit or something?
No, it was actually on...
Drunken Stepfather or...
I think it was on Gorilla Mask where I first found out. And then that segued me to, there's a website called Drunken Stepfather.
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh, did you?
I literally just said that.
Because I was trying to think. And so, so that's how I found out was it led me to that.
Yeah.
Linked me to that. And then that led to the forums where it had some of the stuff.
Can I tell you how I found out, Kyle?
Because you're the one that posted them?
No. Oh. I was...
Well, you're always on the internet, though, so I'm not surprised that you found it.
Yeah, no, but it was a very circuitous route, because I didn't know that this had happened until, like, 2 days ago or 3 days ago. And what had happened was, so basically...
Wait, you just found out about this, like, a couple days
ago? I found out about this on Sunday. Tuesday.
This Sunday?
Yeah.
It happened on the long weekend, man. Yeah. That's over a week old.
Yeah, I know.
And I mean, and it was everywhere. I don't know how you couldn't have heard about this sooner.
Well, for one thing, I was deliberately not opening Facebook and Twitter because I received a Facebook message that I didn't want the person to send it to me to see that I had read it. So it was just not opening either.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know, right? Fucking crazy. So that happened. But then on top of that, the only reason I found out was because my...
That's how I found out, was Facebook.
Yeah.
It showed up in, like, DOS? I don't know.
Say it more, Kyle.
It was D-O-S-E, DOS.
DOS, yes.
DOS, yeah. And so they were like,
the alternative newspaper.
Pictures of J-Law. I was like, whatever.
J-Law? Nobody calls her that.
That's what it was. And then I was just like, what the fuck is this? And then
Wait a second. We gotta give her a better name.
No, that's what it said. I was just like, really?
I'm not doubting that's what it said, Kyle. I'm saying we have to come up with a better name for her. Okay.
She's Jennifer Lawrence.
How about...
Hootie McBoob?
No. Come on.
Homer's already used that for me. I don't care. Anyways, continuing your story. How did you find it?
I had to delete a whole bunch of stuff from my hard drive, and I got a bunch of movies on my iTunes and stuff. So during the course of me deleting a bunch of stuff from iTunes, I deleted many, many episodes of iCarly, Sam and Cat, and Victorious that I had collected. So I was really pissed off. I'm like, damn it. So I wanted to get back my episodes. So when I was looking to download episodes of Victorious, which has been off the air for like 4 years now.
Yeah. She was one of the
Victoria Justice was one of the people who had a pictures leak. And so the story that I saw was a news story, was about how she was claiming that the pictures that had been leaked for were all fake. And I was like, no way, people leak pictures of her. And then immediately underneath it, because you know Google News, it shows you like the day that the story was posted.
Yeah.
So the story was posted like 6 days ago, and immediately underneath it was a story posted like 2 days ago that says Victoria Justice admits that the pictures that she previously denied are in fact real. I'm like, what the shit? I go, why would anyone like claim, like, why would you try to Like, what's her face? Alison Pill, when her picture came out
on... Yeah, she just messed
up. And that's...
Sort of Jennifer Lawrence. Like, she was just like, yeah, that happened. Yeah. The same with Kirsten Dunst. Kirsten Dunst was like...
Mary Elizabeth Winstead did the same thing. Yeah,
she, well, yeah, but she was a little bit more pissed. She was more like, yeah...
I deleted these pictures, like, and someone went to the trouble to find them. Is what she said.
Yeah, Kirsten Dunst was like, thanks for the free publicity.
Exactly,
like
So what happened was, when I didn't know any of the other celebrities that happened, but when I heard about this, I'm like, I thought to myself, this is clearly fabricated. I thought this is like a Paris Hilton type thing, because this girl is so far out of the limelight. It's been like forever since anyone's cared about her. And her friend, Ariana Grande, is like on top of the world now because of Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
So I thought, this is calculated. And so at first I didn't feel bad at all. I felt like, this is so like bullshit. And so then I clicked on this news story and I read Kaley Cuoco, Kirsten Dunst, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Jennifer Lawrence. I couldn't believe Oscar winner Jennifer Lawrence.
But you know what? For some reason, I'm not surprised that she would have pictures like that, though.
Why? What does that mean, Kyle?
Because, no, not in the sense that she's dirty. She just...
No one said dirty, Kyle!
No, but, like, for me, she just seems like the type of girl who's kind of, like, just easygoing whatever and is just like... You know, I'm going to send some risque pictures to her boyfriend or whatever the case may be. Like, she seems like, just because of, like, seeing her in interviews and just, like...
The way she presents herself.
Yeah, that's just what it means. So, like, yeah, when the pictures came up, yeah, she was probably like, fuck, that, like, wasn't expecting that to really happen. But at the same time, like, I'm not surprised that she had pictures like that, you know, that's all.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I'm not trying to say anything... negative.
Except that you expected her to take pictures of herself naked.
Yeah.
And to have them stolen.
Well, not to have them stolen. I'm just not surprised that she had pictures. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
But see, Kyle, that's like me... Okay, but the reason why I said I don't understand what you mean is because I feel like you're not saying anything by saying that. It's like, I'm not surprised Kyle has a sink in his kitchen. Like... What?
But the thing is, though, is that, like, more and more people, especially people in their mid to early 20s, even earlier...
Are you kidding me? 14, 15, 13-year-olds do it, Kyle.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I'm not... Like, they do it, why wouldn't she be doing it, too? And,
like,
and probably those pictures are from before she became super famous.
It's like, Kyle, when you go to the grocery store and you're waiting in line at the checkout, you buy the Us Weekly magazine... And you buy, like, the People magazine, you open it up, and they got this, well, like, two-page spread. It says, celebrities, they're just like us. And you see them at Starbucks, you know, you see them, like, feeding the parking meter or whatever. You see them, like, stepping in dog poo. Like, whatever. Like, they're just like us.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, though. Like, I'm not
That's what I mean!
No, but what I'm saying, though, is that, like, just because she's an Oscar-winning...
No,
actress.
That's not what I mean. I'm saying that when someone wins an Oscar, you afford them a certain level of respect. That's what I mean by it. Like, I mean, if someone... Do you think if someone... No one goes out looking for Meryl Streep's, like, iCloud account to steal her pictures.
Yeah, but I'm almost certain that she wouldn't have just random nude pictures.
Why not, Kyle? I'm sure she does.
I'm sure she doesn't.
Are you kidding me? Meryl Streep is hot, man.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure... Because she's probably, like, I'm guessing she's happily married and stuff like that, that at this point in her life, she doesn't need to be taking nude selfies.
I'm not saying that,
like,
she took them last week.
No, I'm saying she probably does have nude photos of herself. However, they're probably not put in a digital format.
Why? Because she's old, Kyle?
Because when she probably did them, she's probably got enough class that she would probably take them with a digital camera and, like, leave them for herself, not like on their
iPhone.
I'm
sure she has some classy black and whites from like the Kramer versus Kramer days.
Probably.
That are like on her walls, Kyle.
Probably. But that's what I mean though. Like, they're probably more on film than they are in a digital file where they can be taken easier.
Well, Duran Duran said it best, Kyle.
Her name is Rio?
Girls on film.
Her name is Rio?
Hungry like the wolf.
Yeah. Anyways,
anyways, what's weird is people freaking out. Like, people freak the shit out. I was not expecting that reaction. But did you hear about Ricky Gervais?
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Gervais tweeted, if you didn't want your naked pictures exposed, you shouldn't be taking naked pictures of yourself. And it set Twitter on fire, Kyle. Twitter burnt down from their rage.
There was a lot of people that were like, they they were trying to make light of the situation, and people were just like, no!
Yeah.
It is not a funny thing. And it is, it kind of is. Like, it's one of those things where at the moment, it's like you said, like Alison Pill, where it's like, at the moment, she's like, fuck.
Yeah.
I can't believe that just happened. That sucks. I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Whatever. But she did that to herself. No, because she was the one
she
that
was asking
it.
For it.
I mean, like, she accidentally posted it.
Yeah.
It's not like it got stolen from her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the thing was like, yeah, shit, that happened.
But see, that's the thing,
though,
but
there's
everyone expected Alison Pill to say that if she had been hacked or something, you know, because that's how it happens.
Yeah.
You know, people do boneheaded things, and then they say, oh, it was a hacker. A wizard did it, you know?
I hate it when wizards do stuff.
Ugh.
But
to get back on track, Ice Bucket Challenge.
Yep.
You dumped water on your head.
Yeah, well, see, for me, what happened is that, and I was right, like, if you listened to the last podcast, you were like, no, it's either you donate the money or you dump the
water
on your head.
That's the thing, Kyle.
No, that wasn't the thing.
That is the
thing.
No,
it's not the
thing. Why do you think Patrick Stewart wrote a check and said, fuck off?
Because that's the way he decided to do it.
No, because that's the whole point.
No, if you go to the thing.
Yeah, I'll show you right now,
if
Kyle.
If you go to the ALS thing,
wait,
it says,
I
survived the ice bucket challenge because... You can do it whatever way you like.
Of course. Well, I mean, the...
Because you can donate the money, not do it. You can donate the money, not even videotape it. Like, there's a bazillion ways
who's
going
to videotape themselves donating money? You have to have balls the size of Patrick Stewart to pull something like
well,
that up.
What I'm getting at is that, like, some people didn't even videotape anything. Like, they didn't do the Ice Bucket Challenge, they just donated.
Who was searching Buddhism on Wikipedia?
You were.
Maybe I was, Kyle, in a past life. Ice
what?
Bucket...
Just go to ALS.
No.
Why are you doing Ice Bucket Challenge?
Because the Ice Bucket Challenge...
You're on Wikipedia, though. Anybody could write anything on Wikipedia.
Kyle.
You could have wrote it just to prove a point.
Okay. Yeah. Everything on Wikipedia has citations, Kyle. We can look at the original citation. Anyways.
Okay. Yeah, but no, because you're right. At the beginning... That's what it was. It was.
We were talking about it at the beginning, Kyle.
No, because when I was aware of it, because I was saying, I was like, no, I'm pretty sure like you do both. And you're like, no, it's one or the other. And
it
was
to donate $10 to ALS, and if you didn't donate $10, then you had to dump water on your head. That was the deal.
That's how it started.
Yeah.
But then it became, you just did both. And if you didn't do the ice bucket part, you donated more. That's how it became when I was aware of it. Because you would donate a small amount and dump the bucket on your head, or you didn't dump the bucket and you did a bigger donation.
Wow! Did you hear about this? People were pissed off because they were wasting water. There was
right now there's a huge drought in California too.
Yeah,
right?
I had
like,
no idea.
Yeah, there's like all this shit going on. Well, because that was the issue. Like, think of all the water that got used for that.
Yeah,
like you said, like on the last recording that. You were walking down, you just see, like, people just dumping water on their head.
Yeah.
And, like I know some people, like, they try to use, like, recycled water. They took a cup out of their pool.
Matt Damon did it with toilet water. It's just right here. Matt Damon did a challenge with toilet water to promote access to safe drinking water and sanitation. Matt Damon has a hard-on for water, man. Did you see his episode of Huff the Lies?
No.
He plays himself.
Oh, wait, yeah.
He plays himself so good. So good.
But anyways, yeah, so I got nominated by... my boss at the Haunted House Creation Shop. And at first he wasn't going to even nominate me, but somehow he thought it would be funny if he did nominate me. And I was just like, don't you dare. And then I saw the video.
Yeah.
And he didn't tag me or anything. Like, there was no tags. There was no names in the comments. There was no nothing. And so I was like, okay, sweet. He didn't actually nominate me.
Nice.
He didn't nominate anybody.
But...
And then I watched the video, and then he nominated me at the end, and I was like, son of a bitch! And I was so pissed. So then I was like, well, who should I nominate? And I was like, I gotta nominate Josh, because Josh will fucking be pissed.
Yeah.
And I just want to see how he will handle the situation.
Well...
Because then I can call you out on it, if you don't do it, on a video, or on our podcast, as we record right now. But then you ended up doing it. But you still decided...
I tried to kill the snake, Kyle.
Yeah, I know. And I was just so annoyed. I was like, you did it wrong. Because I was like, really? He couldn't just go along with something?
Never.
He just had to go and be like, I'm going to nominate Jar Jar Binks and Joey Jojo. And
no, I said... I said Dobby the House Elf.
Yeah.
and some other CGI character. I wanted CGI characters to do it too. Oh shit, no way, he did do it!
Who?
Stephen Hawking did the Ice Bucket Challenge!
See, everybody did it.
Well, I called him out last time.
In support of the MFDA, the Motor Neuron Disease Association. Because I had pneumonia last year, it would not be wise for me to have a bucket of cold water poured over me.
Okay.
But my children, Robert, Lucy, and Tim, gallantly volunteered
his family
to take
are
the
do
challenge
it.
For me.
He had pneumonia last year, so it would make sense. Yeah. Good for you, Stephen Hawking. Did you hear there's a movie about his life being made?
Nope.
It's like they're making it like The Fault in Our Stars. It's like this huge
really?
Epic romance about the oh, look at that cat. Smartest man in the world. He has a big brain, but he's just learning to discover his heart.
Aww.
I don't know.
Something like that.
Speaking of, Kyle, have you seen The Fault in Our Stars?
No. And I haven't watched The Spectacular.
God damn you, Kyle!
No, I haven't watched them.
Man.
I will eventually watch them.
Spectacular.
However,
yeah?
I'm not in any rush to
watch them. I haven't seen...
Because I've got to be in the right mood to watch,
I haven't
like,
seen
a fucking
Fault
drama type
either.
Movie, too.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Because all Callie ever wants to watch is reality TV and drama shows.
Uh-huh.
So when I get a chance to watch something that I want to watch, it's not... reality shows, or like I want to watch fucking DC Universe animated movies.
Yeah,
I want to watch action movies, and I want to watch comedies.
Action movies from the '80s, though, right?
Just anything, anything, like anything actiony. I don't even care. It could be friggin' Expendables 3 or whatever. Like I don't care.
I haven't seen any of the Expendables movies, but I'm dying to see Part 3 because Kelsey Grammer is in it.
That's the only reason why you want to see
but
it.
But now it's such a weird position I'm putting because I'm such a completionist that I don't want to watch Part 3 without having seen Part 1 or 2.
Yeah.
But I have no desire to watch 1 or 2.
See, Part 1's not bad.
Yeah.
Because it's... it's exactly what you would expect in an action movie. Like, Stallone wrote it, like, smart. He was just like, you know what? I'm going to pit this kind of action person against this action person. Like, Dolph Lundgren against Jet Li. You know, you got
that's
tiny
funny.
Martial artists
yeah.
against a giant fucking brute force guy.
Against
right?
the Punisher.
Yeah, and so, like, he did a lot of that in it, and he made it a very typical action movie.
Uh-huh.
And then, when he did the second one, it was kind of like he was just trying to milk...
well,
milk
it's
it
just like all the Fast and Furious movies. They're just like... or the
yeah.
Final Destination movies. They're just trying to get bigger
yeah.
and bigger and bigger.
Because the second one was kind of stupid. And you could tell. It was like, okay, well, let's see who we can get involved in this.
Yeah, exactly.
And then now with the third one, it's kind of the same idea. Except what I don't understand is the reason why he went with the... like the people that he hired on the first one or whatever.
Well, I'm looking at the cast right now because it's such a strange cast.
That's the first people.
Yeah.
Was part of the reason why he went with those guys, though, was that... they were all action stars, and he referred to them as not... oh, fuck. Oh, what was the phrase that he used? Not TV... oh, fuck. I can't remember how he phrased it. It was like, they're not just the guys that just go and work out.
Yeah,
you know,
not
just
like
so they
meatheads.
Look built.
Yeah.
They're the guys that are like, we are actually tough. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We train so that we can actually do shit, right? Like, we're not just... like,
it's not just the glamour muscles
yeah.
like on Sonny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so so that's why a lot of those guys are on there, because they're all guys that
well,
actually
that's what
in
I was,
their bodies.
That's what I was going to say, because a few of them I wouldn't classify at all as action stars, because you've got Stallone and Statham, for sure.
Yeah.
Lee and Lundgren, sure. Then to a lesser extent, Lee and Lundgren?
Oh, Lee and Lundgren.
Yeah,
yeah.
So those for sure. Then this is where it starts to get weird, because you got Terry Crews, who's borderline. I'd say he's the
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but he's built.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Stacked.
But then, you've got Steve Austin and Randy Couture.
Yeah, well,
these guys
UFC.
Are not action stars.
Yeah, but you got a UFC guy
yeah.
and a wrestler guy,
yeah.
and they both have been in action movies.
Yeah, but Couture was in, what, The Mummy 5 or
something? Something like that, yeah. But, like, he has been an actor,
yeah.
you know what I mean? And it's the fact that, like, you can put somebody in there who has trained and has...
yeah, and that's what you mean. Like,
whatever.
He's the big buff
then,
guy, yeah.
Yeah, and so you got that. And then, like, the Mickey Rourke one, that one doesn't really make much
and
sense.
And then Bruce Willis is
but
like
Mickey
there.
Rourke used to do boxing
yeah.
and shit like that, too. He was all really into his
well,
body
I'm pretty
at
sure he
too.
Was a wrestler, Kyle.
Mickey Rourke. Yeah. Well, in a movie, he was.
Uh-huh.
But, and then who was the other one? Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis is just a typical action star.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
he's not all about muscles, but he's, you know, he's his Hollywood, Planet Hollywood partner.
Yeah.
Well, until he sold it, but. And then that's why you get, like, a cameo by Schwarzenegger.
But then in the sequel, you get, what do you get, Liam Hemsworth?
Yeah, well, and the reason why they had him in it, though, was because they actually were wanting to write him in for the first one. But because of, I think, the Hunger Games. The scheduling just didn't work. So they figured out a way to put him in the second
one. Oh, my God. First, Kyle, I haven't seen any of these movies, and I'm reading the names of the characters.
Oh, they're terrible.
Barney Ross.
Yeah.
Lee Christmas.
Yeah.
Ying Yang, come on. Gunnar Jensen.
Yeah.
Then you got Booker. Then Jean Villain. Van Damme's character's name is Villain.
Yeah, John Villain.
Yeah. And then Trench Mauser. Hail Caesar.
Yeah.
Toll Road. Billy the Kid. Hector. Maggie Chan. But yeah, Ying Yang, that's so racist.
Yeah.
So who's in the third one, then?
Well, in the third one, there's tons of fucking people. Some of them, I don't even know who they are. I've never even heard of some of the people. Because, like, the guys that they had in the second one, yeah, they added in Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
They added Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Schwarzenegger had a bigger role. Who else was in it?
Ronda Rousey's in part three, no way.
What?
Ronda Rousey, she's a MMA fighter. She's badass. She wins all her fights with the armbar and she breaks people's arms.
Nice.
She's hot, too.
I haven't
watched
any UFC in the longest time.
All right, so part three has Barney Ross, Lee Christmas.
Well, who are the actors? Like
Antonio Banderas.
Oh, yeah. So that's pretty good.
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
His character's name is Dr. Death.
Oh, God.
Kelsey Grammer is Bonaparte. Nice. Who else? Kellen Lutz is John Smiley.
Harrison Ford's in it, too.
Harrison Ford, Max Drummer.
Fuck, man.
Who's Robert? Oh, Robert Davi's in this? No way!
Who's that?
You know who he is. He's from the Goonies.
Oh, yeah, he's from Goonies. Yeah.
He's from License to Kill.
I'm guessing he's the bad guy.
Yeah, he's the bad guy.
He's gotta be the bad guy. He doesn't have the face of a good guy. He's just like, you're a bad guy, typecast.
Yeah, he's a villain. What is it? He sings Frank Sinatra. Did you know that?
Does he? Is that why his picture is like that?
Yeah, he has an album called Davi Does Sinatra.
Nice.
Shit, man, now I want to watch these movies.
See, they're not bad. I might even have the first one.
Why is Jackie Chan not in this movie?
Because he doesn't want to do it because of the violence, apparently.
Is he done with action movies? Or
No, but the...
it's an R movie,
If you ever watch these, they are super violent. Like, I mean, like, people are getting blown up. Like with... guns. like literally exploding.
Okay.
So they're overly violent. So I think that's the reason why he doesn't want to do them. Because
Hulk Hogan claimed on Twitter that he will be in the fourth film.
That's good.
Pierce Brosnan said he'd be in the fourth one too.
The fact that they're even already talking about a fourth one.
Shit, man.
Considering how bad it's done.
Didn't they talk about like a all-ladies Expendables too?
Yeah, they wanted to do Expendables.
Like, oh, no, that's bullshit.
Expendables.
That would be so...
But apparently Sigourney Weaver was one of the people that they wanted in, and she doesn't want to do it.
Well, not if it's called Expendables.
No.
Like I'm pissed off. Like, I'm offended.
Well, yeah, but that might be not the term that they would end up going with, but that's, I think, like the internet term for
what's
what
a
the
better
girl
name?
Version of
what's
it.
A better name?
You always want to get a better name. I don't know. I'm not.
Why not something classic? Why not the Valkyries?
Because
that's
but they're not Viking women.
But they're not. None of these guys die, Kyle.
No,
and
they
like,
could be expendable.
But they are.
They could be.
Holy shit, so look how just the name on the poster
I know.
Gets bigger and bigger each time.
But that's what I mean, though. Like, some of those people, I don't even know who they are. Like, you mentioned somebody in there. Well, Kellen Lutz is in it. I know who that is. But there was somebody else in it that I didn't know who he was.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I know who he is.
Ronda Rousey, you said you didn't know who she was.
No, I didn't know who she was. There was one of the guys.
Glenn Powell?
Yeah,
Victor Ortiz.
Victor Ortiz?
Yeah, Glenn Powell. Who the hell's Glenn Powell? Anyways,
I don't know.
But
they're on the poster. Like, the names that are on the poster, those are the ones that I don't know who...
This has got me thinking, Kyle. I have a trivia question for you.
Chuck Norris.
What is the highest grossing R-rated movie ever?
Schindler's List.
No. Not even close.
Is it actually R-rated?
Yeah, it's a hard R. For violence, specifically. There's no nudity or bad language in it.
It's just violence.
Just violence.
It's an old movie?
Within the last 10 years. Actually, strike that. Last 11 years.
Rambo?
Come on, Kyle. Think about which movie made more money. I'll give you a hint.
It's not Avatar.
No. Avatar's PG. So the reason I bring it up is because I watched it this weekend. I watched the marathon, and it's the third film in the series.
Terminator?
No, Kyle.
Well, I don't know, because the second ones are R-rated.
The second Terminator movie is the second... It was the highest grossing R-rated movie until the third one came out. But the third Terminator was rated PG, and so was the fourth one. Because they tried to make more money, and ironically enough, they ended up making less.
Yeah. Because the whole nobody point, wants to see a movie that's toned down.
The whole point, though, Kyle, of a PG rating is to suppose...
You can get younger people.
You can get more people to come in by not limiting the audience.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's not what works, because
you're going to have
a specific theme type movie. Like, if I were doing an action movie and it's a sequel to two previously extremely violent movies with language
with
and
titties,
everything, I'm not going to tone it down for the third one because it makes no sense. Because first of all, if my target audience is PG for the third movie, they're going to want to watch the first two.
Yeah,
but they're rated R, so they can't.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense except that. The people who are running the studios are the ones who get to make terrible decisions.
Yeah. Oh, tell me about it. There's tons of
details. I'll give you the answer so that you can stop struggling.
Hold on. Okay. So it's a third in a series?
Yeah, it came out in 2003.
It's not a horror movie?
It's not a horror movie. It is an action movie.
It is an action movie.
And it is I'll give you the gross...
the money is not going to...
$750 million. So it was almost $1 billion, Kyle.
Strictly action movie. I'm trying to think what was 10 years ago. I'm like
11 years ago, okay.
Yeah, I would have just started at Blockbuster around then.
I'll give you another final hint. It was groundbreaking, Kyle, in the fact that it was simultaneously released everywhere in the world so that it premiered at 6 a.m. in California, 9 a.m. In New York, 5 p.m. in UK.
Hard R.
It's an R, and it was simultaneously released everywhere in the world at the exact same time. So, same minute of the same day, everywhere in the world. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I'm trying to think of anything.
Hasn't happened since.
I'm trying to think of anything that actually stood out like that, but nothing's coming to mind. I got nothing.
You're going
to
punch yourself in the face. Matrix 3.
Really?
Yeah. I worked at the movie theater when it came out, and it was a huge deal, Kyle, but I went back. It was the first time I saw these movies in maybe since they came out, actually. I don't think I have the DVDs, but I didn't bother watching them. The only reason I watched them is because they showed all three on AMC as a marathon this weekend.
Okay.
And so I was like, fuck yeah, I'll watch the Matrix movies. And man, that second Matrix movie is just not good, man.
Yeah, see, the second and the third one, they nowhere meet what the first one was.
The first one is near perfect.
Yeah, it's great. Like, there's so much to it that's great.
Yeah.
And then they were just like, well, how can we keep this story going?
But
just was like, this doesn't make any sense. Why are there, like, what were they, like, vampire werewolf type people?
Well, there's
like, ghosts.
Yeah.
Like, I get that, but now you're just trying to be too clever with certain things, like, just keep going with the same thing. Like,
almost as crazy as putting a tree or a raccoon in a movie, right?
Well, no, because they're not trying to embellish on something that's already existing.
No, you're right.
Those are already there. Those are key things. It could be different if they were like, okay, now let's add Squirrel Girl for no reason.
Well, he's got to have a love interest. Yeah. And he can't fuck a human.
Yeah, and, you know, squirrels live in trees. That makes sense, right? Because that is a Marvel character.
Yeah.
I was like, really? This is a character that exists? Squirrel Girl? What the fuck does she do? Oh, she can talk to squirrels.
Well, they're making that's a good. Squirrel Girl movie. It's coming.
No, they are.
Yeah, no. Kyle, they're milking that. Fuck.
You are kidding me. Look it up. Please look it up.
I think it's Upton is they got to...
You are full of shit!
Yeah, I'm making that up. But Squirrel Girl, I think Squirrel Girl is actually coming to Netflix.
No. Because I know there was the four series that were coming out on
Yeah,
Netflix.
Jessica There's, Jones.
Well, yeah, it's like Miss Marvel, Daredevil...
Iron Fist and...
Is Luke Cage the other one?
Yeah, well, Iron Fist and Power Man are...
No way they're doing... Why wouldn't you just, like, IMDb it?
Here it is. It's coming to television.
No way.
Oh, no, that's what it is. She's going to be on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She's going to be one, the next season. She's going to be...
Oh, God.
She's going to be one of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I knew something stupid was happening with it.
I do have to say, I just finished watching Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon, like the first two seasons of it.
Yeah, I thought it was a great show. It was a great show.
The only thing I don't get, though, is that... Like, they did an episode with Deadpool, and Deadpool knows how to break the fourth wall.
Yep,
that's his thing, right? But in this series, Spider-Man always breaks the fourth wall. So technically, they made Spider-Man and Deadpool the same character.
No.
So then when they did it... No, but when they did the Deadpool episode, it was like... It was kind of like, well, why can they both break the fourth wall? Why is this possible? Because it kind of takes away from what Deadpool can do.
Well, okay, first of all, Ultimate Spider-Man I thought was really cool in that... I just really like Drake Bell. I think he's awesome. But Spider-Man, what makes Spider-Man work is the feeling of, like, youthful exuberance. The fact that he's not a grown-up, you know. And so he has all this responsibility thrust upon him. And instead of being, like, all broody and, like, emo about it, he figures, there's no way that I can't not take responsibility. So I may as well have a good time while I'm being a responsible person. And I think that that works really well, especially on this show, because he really does worry about, like, helping people and stuff, especially, like, he really wants Nick Fury to think he's, like, not a dumbass.
Yeah.
Right? But the thing is, I would write comic books growing up, Kyle, to the point where I would always see things that other people didn't see. I'll give you a classic example, and this is one of the reasons why, like, my teachers were afraid of me, like, in the fifth grade. You know Archie, right?
Yes.
I'm about to blow your mind, Kyle.
When the Punisher comes to Archie.
No. So, there are... The Riverdale gang consists of Archie, Jughead, Betty, Veronica, Reggie, Moose, and Midge. Right?
Which one's Midge?
Midge is Moose's girlfriend. She's the hot one. Here, I'll show you Midge.
She's the hot one. Betty and Veronica not hot in your eyes?
Well, I mean...
Stay out of Riverdale.
If
I can hear whenever I think of Archie.
If either of them were into guys, then maybe I'd be interested, Kyle. But they're clearly so in love with each other. No, Midge is the... Look, you'll see. She's the short hair one. Look, see, you're telling me she's not hot?
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's a group of seven kids, Kyle.
Okay.
That means there's going to be an odd man out, right? So.
Oh, he's Jughead.
Jughead is the odd man out, right?
He's the goofball.
Okay. Now, here's the gig. You look at your gig.
This is like your... what was it? You said this the last time, too, because you're like, no, that's why it's fucking a Ross show, because it's not the Chandler show. It's not, like, the fucking comic relief guy.
It is the Ross show, Kyle. Anyways, so Jughead is the goofball. Now, tell me some of Jughead's personality traits.
He likes hamburgers and hot dogs. Hot dogs he likes to eat.
He loves to eat,
yes.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Some may say that he's even using food to fill a void in his life. Right?
Yes.
Now, interesting about Jughead is that he's the skinniest member of the Riverdale gang.
Yes.
Right? So, despite the fact that he's constantly jamming his face full of hot dogs and malted milks, whatever the fuck that is, like...
It's a milkshake.
Well, so why don't they just say milkshake, Kyle?
Because it's got,
like, Maltesers?
No. It's got, like, bubbles in it. And so it's not like... It's almost like, an ice cream float.
Yeah.
But it's
in milk.
But it's kind of like they use seltzer water.
Ugh, that sounds so gross.
Yeah, it's seltzer water like milkshakes.
Kyle, I was reading these in the 90s, man. Like, no one drinks malted milk in the 90s, all right?
What do you want me to do about it? I didn't make them.
Well, these are from the 40s, clearly. Anyways, so...
Archie's dead.
Archie did that.
Okay.
So, he's constantly stuffing his face, and he never puts on any weight. Why do you think that is, Kyle?
Because he jerks off a lot.
No, because after he eats all the food, he excuses himself to the Pop's Chocolate Shop restroom and purges. Like the kids on Degrassi, Kyle. He's bulimic. Right?
Hi, honey.
He's got a crippling eating disorder. And nobody does anything to help him. They just... They don't want to ruin the status quo, so they just let him suffer in silence.
Anyway,
so no one gives a shit about Jughead, Kyle.
No.
They try to set him up with Big Ethel.
Oh, yeah.
He's clearly not interested. She chases him like a sex pest.
Yeah. She wants the D.
She wants the JD.
Yeah. How did we get on this topic?
Because we were talking about how I read too much into comic books.
Okay.
Right, so that being said, I would always look at the... Spider-Man, what was that we were talking about?
Well, we were talking about Spider-Man, but before that we were talking about Squirrel Girl and Marvel and...
No, Spider-Man, yeah, because I was always talking about... So I always maintain that Spider-Man had really, really deep-seated, unaddressed emotional issues, and that's why he's the funniest superhero. Do you remember Mallrats, the Kevin Smith movie?
Yeah.
So at the very end, they're doing the dating game show, like The Bachelorette. One of the questions that Brandy asks Brody to make sure to see if he is who he really is, to decipher his secret identity, because she can't see them, is if you were a comic book character, what comic book character would you be? And he goes, that's a great question, but what does one judge his answer by? You know, physical prowess, keen detection skills, the ability to banter well with supervillains, because that's Spider-Man's superpower, right? He's quick-witted and he's snappy. And he makes all those jokes. But the reason I always thought he did it was because he's clearly not over the death of his uncle. He's clearly not over the fact that he feels responsible for it. He's clearly not over the fact that despite the fact that he wants to save the city hates him. You know, he tries and tries and tries so hard to be a good guy, and people think of him as a menace. You know, that wall crawler's a menace, Parker! That was my best JJ. But the point is...
He's humorous.
He has two options, Kyle. He can slice his arms up like a little, you know, like
terrible.
It's true. He's the right age. He's susceptible to all the pressures of a teenager, Kyle.
Yes.
But instead, he just retreats into his humor.
Yeah.
You know,
it's what I do.
Yeah,
that's why I'm funny all the time.
Because you're deeply depressed, and that's why. So I always read into comic books. That's why I think that the whole thing with breaking the fourth wall. It's not so much that. I mean, nowadays...
Well, I'm just referring to the cartoon.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm trying to say. And you're trying to make a cartoon funny,
mm-hmm.
so they come up with easy ways to do it.
Yeah.
We live in a post-anime world. They give Spider-Man big, like, sweat beads on his head and, like, you know...
Well, I'm not complaining that they did it in the cartoon.
It was a missed opportunity, you said?
Well, no. What I'm saying, though, is that when they did the Deadpool thing,
uh-huh.
when they did the mashup between of them two in that episode, it kind of just took away from the Deadpool...
He should have. It would have been great if Deadpool tried to narrate the show and Spidey would say something like, hey, this is my show.
Yeah, like if he was, yeah, I don't know, somehow. Well, he kind of did that. When it was, he was talking to the audience.
Kyle.
And then Deadpool comes in, and then when they come back to Spider-Man, he's like, hey, where'd you guys go?
You know what would be amazing? If Spider-Man is talking to the audience, and behind his back, Deadpool is facing the opposite direction, talking to nobody, and Spider-Man just thinks he's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because I do that all the time. I turn and space nobody, and like, as if I'm Ferris Buellering to nobody, right?
Yeah.
And people think I'm crazy.
You are crazy.
So, that's...
It's an understatement.
Well, it has been suggested, Kyle, but never proven. But yeah, so to have Spider-Man talking to you, and to see Deadpool talking to nobody, like, behind his back... And be like, who the hell are you talking to? It's like, who are you talking to?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They both could have done that. Yeah.
But no, it's because they lack vision, Kyle.
But I do find that the show is actually quite good.
It's a great
show.
It's
quite humorous.
It's a great show.
Like, I love a lot of the stuff that the little quirks that they put into it. Like,
yeah, it's all anime influence.
Yeah.
Just like the Teen Titans.
But then
show.
What's funny, though, is that since then, they have Avengers Assemble.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
And I started watching it this morning because I got to have my morning cereal and my cartoons.
Uh huh.
Like, Rowena was laughing at me because Saturday morning I got up and I was eating cereal and watching cartoons. She was just like, this is sad. I'm like, I'm like, but it's my Saturday morning cartoons. I have to watch them. But anyways, it's the exact same world.
Yeah.
Like the exact same voice actors that are in both in both shows. However, they don't have, like, they try to put some humor into it with Hawkeye,
mm-hmm.
but it's like he's the comic relief.
Yeah.
But it's only within the group. Like, they don't break the fourth wall in this mm-hmm. one, right? Because there's so many characters that are, like, the main focus that, like, it just doesn't have that same feeling.
Yeah.
And so, like, after watching Spider-Man and now watching this, I'm just like, it's not as good.
Yeah.
It's like, it's supposed to, like, it's trying to be more, it's trying to be too serious of an action cartoon show that it's like, well, then don't have it in the same world. Like, do a completely different Avengers series. Like, because
there's the Kitty Avengers, too. That's the weird one.
Is that the Earth's Mightiest?
I don't know what it's called, but they're like, it's like, you know those funky little toys?
Yeah, those ones. Yeah.
That's weird, but
it just, to me, it was just like, it seemed like they were just trying to kind of still go off of, like, the success of what the Spider-Man cartoon is.
Kyle, we're completely ignoring the issue, though.
Of what?
That Wolverine tried to rape Mary Jane, like, flat out tried to rape her.
I don't remember that.
What?
I watched that episode, I don't remember that.
You're in denial, Kyle, you're in denial.
Maybe I just didn't see that part.
Okay.
It's not that he was like, because when he was Peter Parker.
Yeah, they switched bodies.
Yeah, he was just like, oh, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he's totally trying to get into an underage girl's pants, guy.
Yeah, but that's because he thought she was hot, and she is hot. She's a hot teenage girl.
But he's like a 500-year-old man. No, so, that's exaggerated.
That's true. He probably is 500.
No, he's like 110.
Well, he's from like the
18th. He's like Edward Cullen. Holy shit. Wolverine and Spidey's body is like a Twilight fan fiction, guy.
There you go. There you go. Done.
We did it.
Done. Brought it around full circle. I don't know.
No, we never started with Twilight. Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size. Catches feet just like flies. Look out. Here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the speed of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, welcome fame, he's ignored, action is his reward.